My name is Isaac Adejumo, and I've been living in Clovingstone for the past 13 years now, 2003 up to date.
How did you find moving into the area?
Lovely. And one point is some of my Scottish friends, you know, when they asked me, Isaac, where are you living? Where are you staying? Then I said, Clovingstone, Western Hills. They said, oh, come on, you are living in the jungle. I said, what do you mean, jungle? It's a lovely place. There's no jungle there. They start the story of how this place was in the past and all these things. I let them realize that it's a lovely place, you know, living like a family, community, no hassle where I stay, no stress, lovely place, good environment. I've been enjoying the place.
How has the area changed since you've lived here?
It has changed in a positive manner because the environment has changed. There are areas of recreational facilities that have been provided. The beautification of the environment too, parks, then gardens, and the garden in Clovingstone happened to be part of the foundation member, thereby bringing the garden from the scratch, you know, to the present place now. And we will enjoy the place in terms of we've been harvesting things like potato. I still have some potato in my house. So then salad. You know, a lot of things like that, you know. It has changed. It really, really changed positively.
Sure, the garden's been good to bring people together.
The garden has been, you know, very effective in bringing people together. It's like leisure to some people, leisure thing. When you do a little bit of gardening, you bend down, there's no way you can stand up. So, which means, effectively, you are exercising the body. You're reducing tension, stress, you know. So that's the beauty of it. And there are some flowers, you know, over there that before I didn't know that you can use to mix with wax, you know, and rub your body. Yeah, you can't believe that.
Are you involved with any groups in there apart from the gardening group?
Yeah, the Wester is community group. The council, you know, I happen to be a member, you know, and trying to contribute to the community through that group.
Is there any sort of community work you've been involved in the area that you're particularly proud of?
Take for example the garden. I'm very, very proud of that, you know. Like I told you, the benefits that has given people in terms of good living, in terms of what you eat and the exercise, the coming together of people. And another thing I've been involved in or that I'm planning to do is I used to talk to these children, you know, when they hang around, especially the teenagers. And you can't blame them because an idle hand. What I've been trying to do is to see how one can effectively make use of them, whereby they can, in the long run, be useful to themselves. Take, for example, having a sort of a table tennis, then a project, you know, which I plan to do for the community, especially these kids, is volleyball, you know. You know, because it saddens one's mind when you see teenagers hanging around the Western Hills, you know, around 8, you know, 7, everything from 6 o'clock, you know. During those periods, you see them, girls, in fact, girls will come all the way from Granting to come and, you know, play with their friends over there. They are not violent, you understand, but when you see girls and boys, you know, hanging around more than 3-4 hours, you know, doing nothing, just chatting, hanging, smoking, this and that, to see what can I do to help them. Because when you train a child, to me, you are building them. And when you build a child, you are building the nation, because the youth, whether we like it or not, they are leaders of tomorrow.